A blast of a conversation with the OAP of life, Vijay Adams.
When I was starting out in the game, for example, I said I was going to be everywhere on screen, but you never see me in real life.
Vijay has been a fixture of the culture over the past decade, strong fixture, you know, from the next movie star to Excite on TV, from Excite on TV to Celebrity Games, from Celebrity Video Games, Sound City, you know, from Sound City to social media, you know, he's taking social media like an assignment.
Because at the time when we were on the come up, you needed to be on TV or radio.
Yes.
Or you need to be a socialite so that Ekome and City people can put you on their front cover or Vision magazine. That was the only option. There was no other option.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I only got on social media because I lost a gig.
Explain that.
Good. So, a brand says, we need a host for a show. Let's put it in perspective. It's either you or Chude, let's say for example. But what else can you do for us? Because Chude can tweet for us. I'm not on Twitter. Okay. We'll get back to you. So I lost that gig.
Right. So you knew that, Mama?
I knew.
Maybe I don't see this thing for front.
Nothing anybody wants to tell me. I knew. I said, I die here.
Yes, yes.
So I built my social media like a maniac.
Yes. And so we map out, you know, from his father giving him money as a teenager and said, look, none of your brothers are going to take care of you.
My dad said, if he passed now, how will I survive? I was 15. I was confident. I was like, I'm the last of five kids. My older brother would do this. My uncle. Then my dad laughed. He said, Limao. He said, sit down. Let me break it down. Okay, so call the names again. I called my uncle. Said, this one is still paying mortgage. He cannot help you. This one, he's just finishing school. How is he supposed to help you? Better tell me what you can do now and let me help you. So I'm like, okay. Then I used to go barb my hair somewhere not so far from the house.
Right.
And I realized that every time I entered the shop, it had a barbing salon and a game center. They had one game console. No one was trying to barb, but the game center area had a lot of people. I went back to my dad and I said I was going to run a game center. He's like, okay, how much is it going to cost you to start? And I'm not giving you the money. You need to pay me back. You know, so I told him, they gave me the money, I bought it. I think in about a month, it was that long vacation, the 3 month vacation before you resume for your next session in secondary school. So I gave him the money and he's like, are you serious? This is your 2020 now, you made the money back. Okay, go and buy another one. So now I had two consoles. So at some point I had like 7-8 consoles.
Sharing the story of being owed for 9 months, owed his salary for 9 months while he stayed, because you hinted at it, you were owed 8 or 9 months salary.
8 months
salary,
yes, easy.
Who was that and how did you survive with that movie?
S.O.P.
I said, who was that?
S.O.P.
You know the work. You know the work.
It was crazy, but I mean, that was the time I was doing all of those work.
Other things, yes.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Yes,
right.
Because all the other presenters resigned, they left.
Right.
You know, so there was a demand for the work to continue. And I was willing. You are going here to work. Yeah, let's go now. I enjoy what I'm doing. It's not a problem, you know.
So you were being older, you were doing these things simultaneously.
I was working nonstop. I was showing up every day.
Why he regrets encouraging the younger people to do that?
At some point when other people, younger presenters joined, and I think I'm going to apologize to them now. I almost used
that.
Because I was old and I was working,
yes,
to tell them to also continue working. Yeah. That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about it now.
You know, whether he feels like the loyalty he has given to the industry has been given back to him, was your loyalty rewarded?
It depends on how you look at it. If I'm able to use my image equity to open other doors, maybe.
And what is Bimbo Adeyemoye to him?
She's an amazing woman.
We are aware.
She's an amazing woman. She's she's also pretty focused on her job.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
You know, so that I admire. And I admire her work ethics as well. I admire the fact that she respects her family. She loves family. She doesn't play with her siblings. She takes them very seriously. And if I have all of this information, that can only mean one thing. This interview is done.
I said to him, I love this. He said to me, I can't wait for it to be out. It's one of those conversations that when you finish it, you're like, oh my God, I wish I could share this with my audience tomorrow. A life of achievement, a life of color, a life of lessons. Vijay Adams with Chude.
Come for me.
Come on.
when you look at how far you've come and all the things you've done, and you've done, I mean, we've not even talked about it. You released an album, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Perception.
Yes. And you had a clothing label.
Yes, I did as well.
So, time is almost gone. Let's talk about the album. You know, why did you do it? And what has happened to the music since then?
Right, so I did the album in 2018. It was titled Perception. Mm-hmm. I started putting down music in 2013, but I didn't put my vocals on it. Because I wasn't sure what the acceptance would be. And I knew people usually would like to box you and say, these are not the same. Who said that message?
Yes, you know them.
So I'm like, okay, I need to be smart about this. So I'll go the DJ Khaled route first, mm-hmm. act like I'm just putting out music with other artists, and then shock them. So which I did in 2016 with Defy Rap,
right.
which I put the heavyweights on. So I'm like, if I could hold my own with the heavyweights, you know I can do this for real. You know, so which helped me. I never got all those. Who sent this on message making it?
I never got those things. People just took it seriously from the start.
From the start. Yeah. So I said, you know what, let me do a project and, you know, do an entire project.
Right.
So I did in 2018.
Right.
But the problem was, at the time, I was on radio. Mm. So before I did the project, mm-hmm. I used to get a lot of love from media guys. But when I now got on full radio, I didn't get as much support, and I understood
why.
Competition.
Huh.
You know, but I didn't. I never saw it like that.
Right.
But I understood what was happening. I mean, a PD of a radio station said, "Bro, you know, we're not really going to play this because you know you're not competition."
Right.
I'm like, okay, I get it. It's okay. So I needed to decide where I was going with the music and how far I was willing to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to really earn from the music, mm-hmm. you need to perform. Mm-hmm. That's where the real work comes from. But at the time, because I didn't want it to clash in my stand as a video jerky, mm-hmm. where I was number one. And start to compete. Am I going to start competing in MI and Ice Prince now? Because if I go into the music fully, that's what it will mean. I'll have to do it at the highest level. So I'm like, nah, let me hold on to where I'm number one,
mm-hmm.
pause with the music, create content, own my content where I can distribute as I please, which was what I did with the show Know Your Music, which mm-hmm. I'm going into season two now for. And now I have brands who are willing to put money behind the show. So that's why I paused on the music. But it was exciting for me because at the time I did music beyond building my image equity and remuneration. But the remuneration didn't really come as I thought it would have.
Mm.
Because at first, all these distros, where is the money now? What's going on with this money?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so I was not asking artists properly. Like, so where
does
this money
come from?
They're like, oh no, it's performances. Let me not lie to you. Performance endorsements. Mm. Before you can really make some good money from distros with the music, the song must be a monster hit record. So how many monster hit records are
you
really
going to
score?
Do? Yeah.
Okay, so it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to make money from this, I need to pursue this full time.
Mm.
But all my energy channeled into the music. Mm-hmm. Let me channel that energy into creating content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, own my content, and I can use the same mechanics to distribute.
Right.
So which is what I've
which is what you
transitioned
have not
into.
Done. Right. I love that. I love that.
We need you to subscribe, yo.
And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see. You know, you are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. It matters, truly. Thank you as we continue to be human together.